The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Final 8 seconds ticking off in this game, and the San Jose Sharks are on the verge of doing something really special. The fans sense it too. Sharks dump it down the ice. The final seconds tick off. The fans come to their feet. The horn sounds, and that's it. The San Jose Sharks, behind spectacular goaltending by Yaroslav Askarov and critical plays on the ice when needed, have held off the defending Stanley Cup champions. The final score, the Sharks 3 and the Panthers 1. And how about San Jose Sharks hockey? They're one game over 500, and they sweep two of the best teams in the NHL over the weekend at home in Winnipeg and Florida.
Yeah, it's a long season. It's a long season, and me personally, and I think from a team standpoint, we know we still got work to do. I'm trying to keep it cool, right? Obviously, I'm excited about what I see right now, but you know, I really want to push for a playoff spot. We all do, and it's a long season, and we got a lot more wins to get. So it feels good right now. We're going to enjoy it. You know, we're going to be human, and we're going to have fun and enjoy the back-to-back and the good weekend we had here. But we're going to get right back at it on Monday on practice and get ready for our next game.
I'll allow it. That's how I feel about the Sharks talking about the playoffs. And I say that not because I am of the distinct belief right now that the San Jose Sharks will make the playoffs, but I am of the belief that this team needs to believe that they have a chance, that they are fighting for something, that it is not a year in which they are going to be massive sellers at the deadline, that they are here to allow their team to get a good draft pick. I need this team to believe that they are fighting for something actual and tangible, like a playoff berth, like the opportunity to play in those Stanley Cup playoff games. And that's why it's so important to me that you hear Mario Ferraro talking about that after yet another impressive victory for the San Jose Sharks, who, by the way, are third in the Western wildcard rankings right now. They are 7-6-3, 17 points, tied in points with second place Chicago. But Chicago does have a game in hand, and they are 1 point back of the first wildcard team, which are the Utah Mammoth right now in the Pacific. It goes Anaheim 1, Vegas 2, Seattle 3. So these are just some of the things that we're paying attention to right now as the Sharks get deeper and deeper into this season. But to me, the fact that this team has completely turned things around is the biggest aspect of this. And it's one of the most important things to me, because so much of the San Jose Sharks' overall narrative for the past couple of years is hard work does not get rewarded. Hard work is met with pain, is met with losses that are inexplicable, defeat snatched from the jaws of victory, things like that. But right now, the San Jose Sharks are being rewarded for their efforts, and it allows them to recognize that if they do what's being asked of them, if they adhere to the plan, if they go all out, if they redline for 60 minutes, play a complete 60 minutes, even if it's not flawless. I didn't say play a perfect or a flawless 60 minutes. I said play a complete 60 minutes. If you double down on your effort throughout the entirety of that game, you can walk away with a win when all is said and done. And this is a game that, when I watch it overall, I don't know that they quote-unquote deserved to win, in the sense that Florida was bullying them around in the second and third period, that they were out-hitting the Sharks, that you could see the Sharks get tired, their legs started to leave them in the second period and into the third period. But you know what? They kept on playing strong defense. Their penalty kill kept on stepping up to the moment, whether it was a 5-on-4 or a 5-on-4 situation that turned into a 5-on-3, it stepped up. It's now 17 straight without allowing a power play goal. That is growth in and of itself. That is a recognition of an issue in season, making the corrections, and finding out the right outcome for your team. The way Colin Graf was playing out there on the kill, the way that you saw Dmitry Orlov out there, the way that all these guys are individually stepping up that allows the team to play that much better as a collective. And even when we talk about the 6-on-5 situations, the way that we saw the guys just working to break up passes, clog the slot, after Askarov would make a save, they'd get the puck out of there as quickly as possible. And it looks like the Sharks are figuring it out. And I'm not trying to say, hey, everyone, let's not believe in this. I'm just saying it's a small sample size. Right now, they have won 7 out of 10. I love it. Do not get it twisted in any way, shape, or form. I'm just not going to allow myself to be not fooled, but not, you know, swayed by 10 games. I need to see a much greater sample size from San Jose before I start really thinking about them being a quote-unquote fully improved team and being legit and being able to beat these teams with greater consistency. But it's hard to ignore what they've done in the last couple of weeks here, guys. I can't, you know, not pay attention to this. They had a win over the Rangers. They had a tight loss to the Devils. They had a win over the Wild. They had a tight loss to LA. They had a win over the Devils convincingly at home. Then they get an overtime win against the Avs. Then you get a shootout loss to Detroit. Then you get a big win over Seattle, a big win over Winnipeg, a big win over the Panthers. These are all very good teams. Panthers, two-time defending champions. Winnipeg, the Presidents from last year. You know, we start talking about Seattle. They've been playing very well to start off this year. Same thing with Detroit. You know, the Avalanche, not too far removed from winning a Stanley Cup of their own and a perennial contender. And you talk about, you know, the Devils, a team people expect to go far this year. The Wild, not off to a great start, but still, I think, a very talented team. You know, the Rangers, I'm yet to be, you know, sold on what they are this year. But the point is, they're beating good teams. It's not like they're just beating the bottom of the league, which is fun that we say that, and it's not San Jose. If we look at the league overall standings right now, San Jose is 19 out of 32. Calgary is all the way at the bottom, and San Jose with 7 wins now on the year. That's greater than one-third of the wins they had 1 year ago. And again, is just pointing towards all the things that they've been able to do. But not that I want to get too greedy, guys. And by saying that I don't want to get too greedy, I want to get greedy. It's a 3-game road trip against Minnesota, who they've beat, and against Calgary, and against Seattle. That feels like 3 winnable games. I'm not saying they should expect to win all 3 of these games. I'm just saying for the first time in a long time, you can look at these and say, based on their recent performance, we feel like these are winnable. Now, I'm not saying that they will. I'm just saying they feel winnable, and that's a great place for the San Jose Sharks to be right now, just because it shows you how much they've been able to do in such short order and trying to find belief and trying to figure things out. It's been a whole hell of a lot of fun to watch, and I think everyone should get excited. Everyone should, you know, be able to look at this team and say, they're fun to watch. They're getting better with each passing game, with each passing week, and they're passing tests. You know how difficult it is to win games in which you're only scoring 2 and 3 goals against a team like Winnipeg, and then the next night on the second out of a back-to-back, a game like Florida, where yes, you do add the empty netter, but it certainly was not going to be easy in any way, shape, or form. You know, they have allowed 1 goal in 3 straight games. And since they beat Jersey, they've only given up 2 goals. And again, that's indicative of the structure getting better. That means that they know schematically what they want to do that much better. The guys out there on the ice understand each other, and we're just watching everybody play better collectively. And I think we compare that to what we saw earlier this year when the result was less than the sum of its parts. It was like, well, this team should be better than what we're seeing right now. Well, now we're on the other side. You know, the pendulum swung the opposite direction in San Jose, and I won't say totally. I'm not saying they're outperforming the sum of their parts. I'm just saying we're watching them start to figure things out. And that's what we've been waiting for with this team. And I don't know that it lasts forever, but I do know that I'm going to enjoy it right now because Macklin Celebrini is leading the league in points. He is a remarkably unique player, and I feel like he sees the game as good as anyone that I've ever seen this much time of. You know, I've watched every game of his career, and it seems like he's just one step ahead of every single play, that he knows what's going to happen before it happens. and he has incredible chemistry with Will Smith, who is being unfortunately overlooked in the production that he keeps on putting up, where he assisted Macklin Celebrini's goal tonight. That's Will Smith getting deep on the forecheck, turning defense into offense, and creating an opportunity for San Jose. That's a great game-breaking play. San Jose takes a 1-0 lead in this. They later build on it with Adam Gaudette getting a goal that, you know, they tried to argue as a high touch. It was not, at least according to the officials. But those are the types of things that you see and you go, all right, this is a team that's figuring things out. They're finding ways to win where it doesn't have to be perfect, where it doesn't have to be amazing, where it doesn't have to be just them playing out of their minds. They were able to do the little things correctly and play fundamentally sound enough to be able to overcome a very, very good team on the other side. Now, I didn't like everything about the Sharks game last night. I didn't love all their passes. They turned the puck over too many times. You don't want to see them get back into that, you know, chucking the puck around like Ryan Warsofsky likes to call it. But I did still see them play very responsible and attentive defense. Every time a shot came in, Yaroslav Askarov made the save. The Sharks got that puck the hell out of there in a real hurry. And before, it seemed like the Sharks would almost be non-reactive to a puck sitting there in the middle of the slot, and somebody else would come out and, you know, poke it in or get a shot on. And now the Sharks are pushing guys around. They're using their bodies on defense. They're not allowing as many grade A opportunities. They are clogging the slot and trying to get pucks from even going in there in the first place. And once again, they did a really good job in this game of pushing the puck to the outside and not allowing too many of those grade A's in the first place. That means the team understands what their defensive responsibilities are and they know how to react to it. But, you know, just watching the Sharks play this way, it's a whole lot of fun. And the tank was rocking. You know, every time Yaroslav Askarov made one of the many, many saves that he did last night, and he was awesome, by the way. He had a phenomenal game, maybe his best as a member of the San Jose Sharks. I know we think about that game against Edmonton, except this one he won. This one he did everything that was asked of him and gave the Sharks a chance to win, even when their legs were leaving them. You know, as we got deeper into that game, I was saying to myself, oof, this is going to be an ASCII game because the Sharks are running out of legs. You can see they're on the second night of a back-to-back. And Yaroslav Askarov, just like we've seen from Macklin Celebrini, put the team on his back. That's why they made that trade to go get him. That's why they brought in Yaroslav Askarov, because he has the ability to win a game for you when your team does, I won't call it the bare necessity, but gives you enough to take a lead, to take control of a game, and then that's about it. It's not going to be expanded upon. It's not going to be extended. That 2-0 lead was not going to go, you know, 5-0 before they got a goal on the board. No, it was a tight game. You're going up against the 2-time defending champions. There is a lot that is asked of you in that situation as a goalie, and you did it. You did exactly what you were acquired for, and the Sharks walk away with another big, big 2 points out of this one. And that puts you, like I said, just outside of the playoff scenario in the Western Conference, and I don't think it's wrong to worry about that right now. I don't think it's wrong to start thinking about that, because you want to be in that position as long as possible. And as I've said, I don't know that this lasts, but while it's a reality right now, hell yeah, have some fun with it. Start to wonder, start to think about it. That's what was asked of Ryan Warsofsky. Is he thinking about the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm glad he's thinking that. To be honest with you, I'm really not thinking that. It's a good win today. We did some good things. We found a way. You know, we still have things to work on, and we want to keep getting better as a group individually. We still have a long ways to go. We'll enjoy this. We'll have a day off tomorrow. We'll get right back to work on Monday, and we'll get a road trip that's going to be difficult. And we have to make sure we continue to take the steps forward and go through it together. Yeah, the end of the goal is we'd love to be in the playoffs, but we can't make the playoffs November 8th. You know, we have to just keep getting better.
And that's the right answer. You don't make the playoffs on November 8th. You make the playoffs when you make the playoffs. And I'm sure Ryan Warsofsky, in private moments of quiet reflection, has thought about the idea of this team, you know, surging and continuing on this path. And that's where he wants them to be. But he can't start thinking about that right now. He just has to start thinking about what he's going to do to get this team in a position to win on Tuesday when they're in Minnesota taking on the Wild. That is priority number one for him. I did want to go back to the idea of hard work being rewarded, because I asked Warsofsky about this after the game. So many of the Sharks' efforts the last couple of years have not been rewarded, but currently they are. And I asked Ryan about how important that is.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, to get results, you know, helps the belief factor. You know, when we talk about it a lot, you know, hard work helps you believe more. And now we're getting some results, and now you add to that. So our guys have done a great job. This is a tough matchup for us as far as back-to-back, emotional win last night. To come out there and do that tonight, credit to the guys.
And you also love it because the belief allows Mario Ferraro to speak like this after a win.
I think we just feel like, you know, we can win any game. Very dependent on what we're doing. I think we're starting to realize that it doesn't matter who we're playing. It's about the way that we play. And, you know, just we're starting to just recognize what that is. And it's helped us. And for sure, obviously, the results being positive right now are giving us some confidence. But I think moving forward, no matter what, you know, wins or you know, losses that are going to happen, that we're confident in the way we need to play in order to win. Not as much as of the result, but definitely feels good right now.
Most definitely. Wins piling up, happening more often than not. It's been a while since we've been able to say this about the San Jose Sharks. Since that road trip to New York, this is the best multi-week stretch of hockey that we've seen from the Sharks since probably the 2018-2019 season. And that's a whole hell of a lot of fun. I would like to see if they could win four games in a row. They have not done that since the start of the 21-22 season. And that would be a great way to do it, to get this first win on a three-game road trip against the Wild coming up on Tuesday night. 5 o'clock go time, by the way, 4:30 pregame right here on the Sharks Audio Network. That game is nationally televised on ESPN+, so you're going to want to listen to Dan Ruzanowski's call right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Let's get into some of the highlights before I get into some interviews that I have with both Dmitri Orlov and Will Smith after last night's game. Macklin Celebrini from Will Smith giving the Sharks a 1-0 lead. These two just know how to get it done.
They throw it back behind the Sharks. That Mikkel is already back on the point. Sealed off the lane, but lost it. And the Sharks clear down the ice. Penalties over on Skinner. He's making his way across the rink, and now the puck goes in the net. A weird dumping. Who? Guess who? Macklin Celebrini is going to get this one. As the San Jose Sharks saw the penalty come to the end, out of the box came Skinner, and as he was making his way back toward the bench, on a simple little looking dump in, Macklin Celebrini is going to get credit for putting the Sharks in front 1-0, because it went off of Ekblad because of Celebrini's defensive play coming out, and that's just genius for the San Jose Sharks.
He's been on an absolute tear, has Macklin, and I'm continually impressed. I don't know why I am shocked, but he just keeps going, staying hot, coming up with the big moments. Macklin Celebrini playing like a superstar, playing like he is the best player in the National Hockey League right now, leading the league in points. I don't know if that lasts, but right now Macklin Celebrini is doing it better than anyone else. Then we get a goal from Adam Gaudette to make it 2-0 in favor of San Jose.
Off the faceoff, here's Orlov, shoot, score! Orlov gets it on the left point, and he lets one rip. And Tarasov's a little disappointed in himself. He thought he should have had it, but the puck is in the net with traffic in front. Adam Gaudette was in front of the goal. Not sure if he tipped it or not, but on its way in, it was Orlov who let that shot go from the left point, and the Sharks take the 2-0 lead.
But just about 30 seconds later, Florida would answer to make it a 2-1 game.
Florida coming back in and angling one on goal from the left circle. There goes the mask. They score. The question is, would they have blown this play dead? The mask of Askarov was gone, and the puck comes off to the left, and the Panthers bang it home. So the question is, will it count? Looks like it probably will.
From that point on, the score line would hold at 2-1, thanks in part to a number of high-quality performances from the penalty kill on San Jose's side, as well as Yaroslav Askarov making save after save after save.
3.5 to go in the third. 2-1 Sharks. Angle shot right on net by Bennett. That's a good save by Askarov.
Florida would pull their goalie in an effort to find the game-tying goal. Instead, they found themselves victims of an empty netter scored by Alex Wenberg.
And right now it's Graf forcing the play on Jones, but he dropped it backwards. Lindell's been on the ice forever. Yeah. He's able to shoot one in. 1 minute remaining in the third. Will Smith will try to clear it again. Couldn't do it. Shot down the ice by Graf. Wide. It's going to be no icing as Wenberg gets to it and scores.
Finally.
Alex Wenberg sensed that there could have been an icing call there because Graf poked that puck wide. It went off the end board, and
Klingberg beat everybody to it and deposited that puck into the empty net with 50.4 seconds to go to make the score. The Sharks 3 and the Panthers 1. The Sharks are less than a minute away from getting a victory against the Stanley Cup champions.
The tank was rocking. It was a phenomenal sight to see, and the Sharks walked away with a 3-1 victory. After that victory, I was able to talk with both Dmitry Orlov and Will Smith. Let's start off with Orlov.
We've got Dmitry Orlov after the San Jose Sharks. Yet another victory, this time against the Florida Panthers. This was a hard-fought win. Just take me through the second period and into the third when, you know, it's clear that you guys are on the second night of a back-to-back and you've got a very, very talented team on the other side. Did you guys just buckle down and decide you were not going to let it go?
I mean, yeah, for sure. You know, it's not easy. You know, we play against back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, you know, and they didn't play. They got fresh legs. So, you know, I think we have a pretty good start, you know, and overall it was good for us. You know, I think we battled hard, you know, block shots. PK was outstanding today. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Aski, you know, keep us in the game, you know, and get believe us and get our confidence. You know, I think we play better, much better. You know, so that's why we have wins, you know, last few games. So we just need to keep doing that. You know, and obviously in the third period, you know, they have a push, you know, but they always shoot a lot of pucks, you know, and that, so we know that, and we try to block it, you know, make sure Husky's seen it, you know. So it's it's huge win, you know. It's playing back to back against two top teams, you know, in the league in the last few years. So it's good for our group, good for our confidence, and, you know, and especially for our fans too. It's always nice to win in front of our fans, you know, so they can come and enjoy, you know, these games, you know. So it's awesome, and I hope we're gonna keep pushing it and get better.
You mentioned the PK. Obviously, I'm sure you guys don't want to take as many penalties as you did, but at the same time, it just kept on coming up big time and time again. What growth have you seen in the recent games that has allowed this team to turn into a shutdown PK unit?
I mean, you know, we didn't have a good start in the season. You know, we kind of give up a lot of goals. But, you know, we've been watching a lot of videos. We talk about what we have to do, what's our identity, you know. And, I mean, it's sometimes it's a break. Bad breaks happen, you know, so you have to block a shot, sacrifice your body for your teammates, you know, for the win. And I think it's, we try to do that better, you know, and make sure we compact, you know, in the D-zone, and we sure communicate too when we have to make a clears, you know. So it's everything coming up, all guys who play in there, and obviously goalie makes some huge saves too. So it's kind of all things important, and then being start finally coming together. So, and like you said, less penalty we're going to take, it's better for us.
Yeah, especially the situation where it goes to a 5-on-3 situations and you guys are able to kill that off and then have the 5-on-4. Did that feel like a big kind of jumping off moment in the game where it felt like if you're able to withstand that, you could withstand anything else that was going to come at you?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it was a huge kill. You know, it's always bring the energy to the bench, you know, for all players. And yeah, the boys come out big there. And, you know, and we keep going, you know. Unfortunately, third period, like, not like to see, you know, but they have a lot of experience, you know, they know what to do. And, you know, so it's our kind of next step, you know, to grow our game, make sure we finish right way in the third period, you know, when we lead, you know, and up in the game. So it's not just stop, you know, and try to play defense, you know, have to keep attacking, pushing, you know, play forward. And if we want to have a puck more on offensive zone, it's harder to other team to score, you know, because you have a puck and they have to defend, and then they got frustration coming up and maybe take a penalty. So it's, you know, it's long season. You know, it's good we have 2 points today, big wins back-to-back. So, yeah, hope we're just going to keep going. It's still a lot of games left and big road trip coming up, so we need to be ready.
Tell me about your goalie, Yaroslav Askarov, a fellow countrymate. Obviously, this is your first time playing with him. What's it been like watching him early in this season?
I mean, he's good, you know, and especially you don't see a lot of righty goalies, you know, in the league and overall, you know. And I don't think a lot of Russians goalies, when I was growing up to play, if we got players who want to be goalie, but they're righty, they don't have a gear, so they have to switch for the left. So he's lucky, able to grow up a new generation, and that team will have a right glove.
You made some huge stops tonight, though.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys were also doing a very good job of clearing the puck out. As soon as he made the stop, it seemed like if it was in the slot, you guys were right there to get it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, you know, be close to each other and, you know, make sure the everything close in the house, and we're close in the house to each other, you know, so make sure not they not shoot from close, you know. So it's, and obviously, you know, boys did a great job, and like you said, mentioned Aski, you know, Bill, unbelievable today. It's a lot of saves, a lot of huge saves, a lot of rebounds, you know, and he able to find a ways to find the puck, so it's important. Win on him for sure.
Tell me about your assist on Gadecki.
I mean, we're in the face of Lily Go Diddy Diddy, and Gods beat his guy, and I tried to just put a puck on the net, and he made a great tip, and we scored the goal. So it's a game-winning goal. It's a huge goal in the second period, you know, and it's get us a win, basically.
What do you think has changed about this team since the 0-4-2 start to where you guys go on the New York road trip, and then since then you guys have just been playing better and better with each passing game, with each passing week, really?
I mean, you know, we got a lot of meetings talk about our game, our identity, what we need to do, how we need to play, and what's going on nice, you know. So it's a lot of things, you know, a lot of things on the camp, you know, and when season starts. So it's, and finally everybody starts feeling confident to each other, more comfortable, you know, because there's a lot of new guys coming in, you know, we need the time to get comfortable and know what everybody can do, you know, and it's always not easy, you know, it takes some time, you know, and it's good to kind of figure out quicker than later, and you know, and it's still a lot of work, you know, it's still a lot of things to do, you know, we young team, you know, some guys have experience, but you know, as a team, it's always you're gonna get through some things, you know, and during the season, hopefully just gonna keep fighting and believe in each other.
All right, man, well, I'll let you go. Congrats on the win. Get some rest, and I'll see you soon.
All right, thank you.
Great insights from Orloff, and then I got to sit down with Will Smith.
All right, we're here with Will Smith after the Sharks' impressive victory against Florida Saturday night at the Tank, second night of a back-to-back. Is this all Judy Jupiter vibes? Because it's really been since that point. Is you know, what's changed with the team, in your opinion?
I don't think anything's changed necessarily. I think since training camp, we've had a good energy and a good mojo. So I think it was just a matter of time. We're going to get on a little bit of a roll.
Is it nice to be rewarded for the hard work? Because I know that last year there were a lot of times where you guys put in great efforts but didn't walk away with 2 points, whereas this year that seems to be the outcome more and more often, where that hard work is getting rewarded.
Yeah, we knew we had to be better in the third period, especially when we pulled the goalie. You know, we needed that in the game, and last year that was a bit of a problem. So we've been working on it, and that's how you get those big points.
Tell me about Yaroslav Askarov's performance tonight. It seemed like, you know, he was always there to make the big save, which has been the case for your goalies lately.
Yeah, he was unreal tonight, and he's been unreal for us for a while now. So I think when he's going, it's a good thing for us.
What did you see on Macklin's goal?
It was just kind of Ekblad kind of fumbled it there, and I was lucky to get a quick stick on it, and then immediately when I looked up, he was in the slot, and just tried to give it to him.
Is that something that you're trying to focus on more and more, turning that forecheck, turning the defense into offense?
Yeah, I think it's something that we're always working on, and I think when we're forechecking well, we generate a lot more.
In terms of what this team has been able to do, you know, as of late with the momentum, getting a bunch of wins, does that just bring kind of the tension down? Has everyone pretty much exhaled after the, you know, slow start to where now you can kind of feel like this is how it should have started off, I guess?
Yeah, I think we just want to build on it. Obviously, the first couple of games, we a couple of crazy bounces and just a couple of fluke things happen. But, I mean, it's the game of hockey. But yeah, we're sticking with it.
How do you feel about your game right now? You're obviously racking up points.
Yeah, it feels good. I think there's even another level to it. So we're still pretty early in the season, so I'm still trying to get to, you know, even better part of my game.
Yeah, no, and in terms of just maybe an overlooked aspect at the start of any season is when there's as much turnover as happened here. Are you getting to know everybody and their tendencies? How much is that helping you in working with your teammates and then everybody else as well?
Yeah, I think when you have new guys come in, I don't know how many new guys we have, but I know it's a lot. So I think when different guys are coming from different teams around the league, you try to get used to their tendencies, like you said, and now we pretty much have them all down.
Nice. And then I guess just the most important question is, after, you know, a tough start, does it just feel like the guys are having fun? Does it feel like everybody's excited? I know that after the game last night, Coach Warsawski gets out there and says, we're excited to come back to the Tank on Saturday night to play the defending champs. Nowhere else he'd rather be. And I'm sure that, you know, you were excited for every single game last year and of your entire hockey career. But, you know, right now, like we talked about earlier, like you're walking away with the results to back it up as well.
Yeah, when you have this type of energy in the tank and with our fans and the whole team, it's really fun to come to the rink. And when you get this type of winning streak, it's a lot of fun.
Now, when you get a little bit of rest here after back-to-back, what are you going to do? Just get some sleep, get a big meal in? Do you go golf? What's your plans?
Yeah, I'm going golfing tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How was your game?
Yeah, that's good. I haven't played in a couple weeks, so just trying to go out and kind of whacking around a bit.
You got to get it in before the rain comes and you go back out onto the road. Well, Will, man, I appreciate your time as always. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Again, that was Will Smith. Love getting his thoughts on things. But we are out of time. I will see you all Tuesday as we get ready for the Sharks to take on the Wild. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Raney signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.